The boat's called the Archimedes, or to Captain Carter Quillen, the Ark.
Welcome aboard the world's largest solar-powered concrete boat. So it's actually the world's smallest solar-powered concrete boat, too.
Solar panels line the roof. Along the side is a big banner that says Vote No on one. It's docked at Jacksonville's Metropolitan Park Tuesday.
The idea is that people are going to be like, why is the solar boat against the solar amendment?
Quillen, a self-described amateur activist, says voters should think about who's funding the Pro Amendment 1 Consumers for Smart Solar campaign. For-profit utility companies and their allies have poured more than $20 million into getting it passed. He says that's because they're afraid of losing money on electricity if solar takes off.
So I guess if you have stock in Florida Power and Light, you may want to vote yes on one. But you know, for everybody else, it's not a good thing.
Amendment 1 guarantees the right to use solar power, which Florida residents already have. But it also protects non-solar customers from subsidizing solar users. That could allow utilities to undo current solar tax breaks, including one voters overwhelmingly passed in August. The No on One solar boat tour is continuing south down the intercoastal waterway. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.